The pending sale of a 51% shareholding in SAA to the Takatso Consortium has a cloud hanging over it. Leader of the UDM, Bantu Halumisa, says the party is heading to court to challenge the sale of the airline on current terms. The political party says the entire deal has lacked transparency and that it's unclear how government prioritized Harith as a partner. Joining me now with some of the detail is UDM leader Bantu Halumisa. Thanks so much, Bantu, for your time this evening. So like I say, you've got the UDM heading to court to challenge the naming of the Takatso Consortium as SAA's preferred strategic equity partner. Why? What's the problem here?
The truth of the matter is that the government seemed to be issuing conflicting reports. The minister said he's got a consortium which he has already announced. And then you heard yesterday the president said there is no deal on the table. The question is, why would you announce a consortium if you have not done a due diligence? So the way the comrades operate sometimes lead to some suspicions. We are not opposed to the SAA getting into partnership with any strategic partner or government, getting into partnership with a strategic partner. But we are calling for the government to be more transparent on this issue. What has raised the ire of the UDM is the involvement of one of the parties or partners of a consortium who was fingered in the Mpati Commission when the commission was investigating PIC. And to make things worse, the PIC has said they still have 30% in the Harith company, which was fingered there. The question is, will PIC, in fact, has PIC actually implemented the findings of the Mpati Commission?
So let's step in there at that point, Bantu, because like you say, the PIC Commission of Inquiry made findings against Harith General Partners. Has there been an official review of those findings?
The official review, it cannot be the official review more than the implementation of the findings. So what we should be asking the questions then to the Minister of Finance, as well as the chairperson of PIC or the board, is to, after President Cyril Ramaphosa has given you the report, how far have you gone in implementing the findings? So for them to appoint someone who has already been fingered, and that particular company didn't challenge those findings or apply for a review, that's the question we are asking, to say, no, this is unfamiliar with the way of doing things in government.
In that context, we've had Harith hitting back against you, saying that your that your threat of legal action is just the latest, Bantu, in a long line of unsubstantiated allegations. Have you had any engagement with government on this in terms of where they're at, or where things are at when it comes to implementing those findings?
According to the brief I have given to the lawyers, we have asked them to write a formal letter to Minister Pravin and Minister of Finance, as well as PIC, as to how far have they implemented those findings. Because whether the Harith likes it or not, the PIC, the Mpati Commission, has fingered them. And they have even suggested that they must be further be investigated by an independent body. That would mean, therefore, the possibilities of doing forensic auditing as to exactly how did they end up owning 70% of Harry, which was established by PIC and seeded by PIC with millions of friends. And also, the monies which have accrued during this period have not accrued to the GEPF, the main contributor to the PIC. So we've got them. We are going to get them.
What kind of timelines, Bantu, are you looking at here? Because while you are taking this to court, we've got Harit saying that they're planning on taking further legal action against you as well on account of defamation.
No, they can go ahead on that because nobody has accused them of anything. They cannot take me to any court for having said they must be reviewed in light of the findings of a commission of inquiry. Somebody must take action against them. So this company has to come up clean, and we've got them in a corner, my friend, I can tell you.
So what kind of timelines are we looking at?
Well, as we speak, the attorneys are busy with a senior counsel briefing them about the draft letter which is going to be given to Pravin Gordhan.
Okay, well, we'll watch developments here as they unfold. Thanks so much, Bantu, for your time this evening. That, of course, UDM leader Bantu Holomisa.